Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Trance Training. This file will help you to get better at trance, at being hypnotized, and enjoying that really lovely feeling of drifting off while still being focused enough to allow the words and suggestions to affect you in the most wondrous of ways. Now, hypnosis or trance, like anything else, gets better with practice. The more you do it, the better you get. The more easily you slip away into that state where everything just sort of blurs in your mind. That wonderful feeling of inattentive attention, where you are listening without really trying to listen, even if your thoughts drift off in a different direction, they still feel somehow pulled into the words that are being woven in front of you and allow you to focus while being unfocused and drift while being adrift in your own thoughts more and more, and yet it's as easy as forgetting that you're listening to this for a few moments already. Almost 2 minutes, in fact, but not quite. A little bit more before we reach that height or depth, as it were. While your mind may find itself sort of lost in a wonderful sensation of drifting confusion, you also may find yourself being perfectly awake and alert, knowing that you are still perfectly capable of thinking or unthinking thoughts. Now, to do trance, it helps to practice, to rehearse, to feel yourself sink down when you want to. That lovely, slow feeling of your thoughts becoming less active and you sort of slump down and enjoy a deep sigh of relaxation or being awake when you want to or need to. It's a little bit like being in bed. If your room is lit and it is day, then even if you lay down, you can look around and know that you're awake. But when the room is dark and quiet, when your mind sort of allows that wonderful emptiness to spread both in and outside of your mind, it becomes a really calming sensation, even if your thoughts are still drifting sometimes in and out of attention. You do feel yourself getting more sleepy and relaxed. When the light is on, you are all wide awake again. You know that you're there, and it's as easy as that. When the light switches off, so does your mind. It slows down. The darkness and calm around you, the quietness, settling on your thoughts so easily. And it doesn't even matter if there is any sound out there. It counts as no more than a blanket on the world. When the light goes on, you become awake again and aware of everything that's happening. And if it switches off, you go back into trance as easy as that, sometimes without even noticing that this is what trance already is. So when the light comes on, so do you. And when the light goes off, you drop into trance, just slowing down and enjoying the wonderful comfort of drifting away. So with a wake, the light comes on and you're back there again, all aware and wonderfully alert. Perhaps a little frustrated, as trance is much nicer, so I'll just let you drop again. Switching off the light, letting your mind settle and simply drift into nothingness. Now, the best part of practicing hypnosis is that it's so much fun to do so. Even when I wake you, that bit of frustration that the light is on again leaves you all the more relaxed and happy when you drop off and blank. It makes the contrast between the two even better and more enjoyable. So remember that every time you wake and you feel that refreshing frustration of wanting to go back into trance, it just makes it better to drop and switch off your mind, allowing yourself to listen and drift deeper and deeper into trance, that wonderful state of hypnosis, almost like an internal dance of your thoughts. And it's perfectly fine if there's any lingering thoughts, ideas, concepts, whichever way your mind feels when you drift into the sway, is all right. Enjoy the practice in itself. You don't have to be the best. As long as you remember that you enjoy it, you will become better every time, and before you know it, you'll have surpassed your own expectations of going into trance. With a wake, you'll realize the contrast of how deep you had drifted when you dropped even more. A wonderful sensation of sweet surrender, a moment of letting go of the world and enjoying that peace of mind. And it lasts longer and longer, as if every bit of up and down just helps you to become even more relaxed. Like a little drop in a pond, ripples that travel across the surface like sound. And then when they reach the edge, they reflect again, echoes of your own relaxation, bouncing back and forth in your body like lost little ideas. And when you wake for just a moment, allow yourself to feel that wonderful contrast of how deep you were. And this time, I'm going to count you down. Now, the fun about countdowns is that they also work as a bit of anticipation. Because as I count down from 10 to nothing, the drop that follows will be so wonderful. 10. Just let yourself listen. 9. Drifting into that state. 8. As you allow yourself to enjoy. 7. As the sound becomes full of your mind. 6. That drifts deeper into emptiness. 5. And becomes a feeling of nothingness. 4. Just so ready to let go of your thoughts. 3. So free of everything. 2. Just letting go is 1. You're basically down to nothing. Drop. And it's no more than a moment of enjoyable permission to let go. A guidance. And however far you follow was no obligation, only opportunity to enjoy it even more. And I'll show you something fun, because when you're really deep and you're just having too much enjoyment out of this, I could even tell you to awake and it would just cause you to drop deeper so quickly if I don't give you the time to wake. See, sometimes waking up takes time and dropping deeper is just easier and more fun. And I'm sure that you'd like to enjoy it even more, wouldn't you? So we're going to practice a little more, and only when you feel that you've really gotten the hang of it should you just let go completely. Unless, of course, you like this feeling of going in and out of trance repeatedly. With a little wake, the light is on, and with a drop, your light is off. A wonderful still darkness. And awake, shall I give you some more time to actually be alert? And then, after you've been awakened all the way, I could just count down again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, drop. Wonderfully done. And sometimes a fast count can feel really nice, as it sort of pulls you down quicker than you even realize, while at other times a nice slow count is even better, as you get to experience the whole flow of those sensations. Now the same goes for waking up. A simple command is enough to awaken you, but a count up can be nicer. So I'm going to do just that. I'm going to do a complete count up, a complete count down again, and then another count up. And I think that by then you've been well practiced in being hypnotized. And if you want to, you can always choose to practice more. So all the way from 1 to 10. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, awake and refreshed. And take a moment to stretch and actually feel that your mind is more clear and aware after trance. It's kind of nice to be able to focus like this on demand. And the more you practice hypnosis and trance, the more easy it becomes for you to use it as well. Now let me count you down again, because I'm sure that that's what you've been waiting for. 10. 1, drop. And when you know that anticipation and you can feel every part of it, you can also let your mind do whatever it wants to do in the meantime. Maybe you do think of things, maybe you don't. Maybe your mind is blissfully blank as you drift into trance. Or perhaps, the more you drift into trance, the thoughts that kind of need to happen bubble back up. Either way, it's totally fine, because the more you practice, the easier it becomes to actually let go completely. And you'll find that over time, it happens faster and deeper and more enjoyably. Oh, and like other things, if you haven't done it for a while, you might find yourself needing a bit of practice to get back. However, that practice will be so much faster than before, because deep inside you've already done it. However trance feels to you, how it looks to your mind, how it sounds to your thoughts, is unique to you. And it's almost impossible for me to properly describe what you're feeling. However, the suggestions that I give can still be absorbed by your mind, and you can find yourself enjoying them in whatever way you want. So in a moment, when I count you back up, think about what you want to do with this, and how much you may want to train your trance. How much you want to practice hypnosis and fall in and out of trance again and again. It's as easy as breathing. Some people enjoy it so much that when they get the opportunity, even a simple switch of tone with the right person in the right moment is enough to let them drift away so wonderfully, almost like a dream, a waking dream where the awareness goes in and out until there's nothing left. Attention is only there as much as your mind can hold on to it. After that, you might find yourself being affected by suggestions even without realizing. You'd be surprised how much your unconscious can pick up and let down, dropping deeper. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and 9, 10, awake and refreshed. Take a moment to stretch, because remember, practice makes perfect. Have fun.